I'm speaking to author L.A. Larkin, and she's going to tell us all about how to be a top thriller writer. Welcome to Arts Canvas, Louisa.
Thank you for having me. Nice to see you, Karina.
Now, you're just as well known for the fantastic courses that you run in various places, teaching other people how to be a really good thriller writer. Can you do that? Is there actually rules you can follow?
Well, I think what is important is if you want to write a really good thriller, you need to understand what the expectations of the genre are. So what your readers who love thrillers are hoping to get out of the story. And so what I do is I introduce people to, you know, what makes a good thriller, what I call the key ingredients of a good thriller are. I talk to them about structure and the importance of really interesting and engaging characters. So you've got the classic hero and the villain, the two real central characters, and really knowing them very well when you're writing your story. And I'll take them through all that. But at the end of the day, what I'm trying to do is arm them with a greater understanding of the genre, and then they can go off and create. And I think it's really important that when you're running a course, they are given the foundations, but they understand that it's not something you have to stringently adhere to. I think there's a real danger if somebody says to you, this is the structure of a novel, you have to write point 1A-2, 1A-3, and so on, and this is the methodical way you have to write, because everyone writes differently, and you must be allowed to just write that story and let the story take on a life of its own.
So where do people actually start in your courses? Do they come sometimes with a burning idea that they're trying to develop, or do some people just start from zero?
I have just completed teaching a 5-week evening class, and I had a whole variety of people in that group, and one person actually said to me, well, I actually never read. So I thought, well, this is going to be an interesting challenge. So you don't read books. He said, but I do watch a lot of movies. I thought, well, okay. And he said, I love thrillers. So I thought, okay, well, this is a good start. And what was fascinating is that we were working through the course and we were doing some exercises to get people writing and working, say, for instance, on the opening chapter of your book, which is the really important, and how you hook the reader, particularly with thrillers. And he was fantastic. The way he actually wrote was breathtaking, and certainly if I read the opening of a book like that, I would follow up on it. You get people who come, some have actually already written a book, some have an idea, or have had an idea for a while and have been desperate to know how they can actually put it together. The whole idea is it doesn't matter what stage. We do these exercises and we talk about, you know, how you actually create the whole novel.
Now, there's not many women thriller writers in Australia, is there, in literature?
No, there aren't. And one of the reasons why I actually teach thriller writing with such enthusiasm, I really enjoy the actual process of teaching. But the one thing I'm very passionate about is to encourage more thriller authors per se in Australia. Now, when I say that, let me just also clarify that there are fantastic classic crime fiction authors, as in, you know, your detective-based PI story, your whodunit. Fantastic. Numerous, I can think, and award-winning. But what I'm talking about with thriller is your classic, big high-stakes thriller where a particular character is plunged into a very dangerous situation, must face seemingly impossible odds to stop a terrible thing, a terrible event, whether it's mass murder of people, you know, a virus being released, the end of the world as we know it, from actually happening. So it's almost, in many ways, it's the reverse of your classic detective-based thriller where the crime starts at the beginning of the story, and the detective or the policeman or the PI then has to go and try and find out who's done it. So the kind of big global issue thrillers where the characters are, as Dean Koontz says, it's all about characters in terrible trouble. The central characters are threatened, in danger, and probably about to sacrifice their lives. These thrillers, there are some brilliant authors in Australia who write them, but not many. And I'm very keen to encourage new, budding, enthusiastic thriller authors. And, you know, I get people in my classes from all walks of life, and sometimes they say to me, you know, I mean, you know, the lawyers are classically interested in writing another, you know, John Grisham and so on. But then I get people come to my class and they go, oh, you know, look, I'm nobody. I'm a beauty therapist. And I looked at her and I said, what do you mean? This is just fantastic. Have you ever thought how vulnerable people are when they're lying on that bench and they've got their eyes closed, you know, and you're waxing their eyelashes and they can't see what you're doing? You know, if you were a nasty psychopath, that might be a rather tempting sort of situation. So I said to people, never discount the experiences you've had, the places you've been to, the interesting characters that you've observed. You know, you might have been very unusual and spent time in, I don't know, say Afghanistan. Now, what a great location for a great thriller. So all your experiences that you can use and to build the bricks of detail to bring your particular story to life. So don't discount where you come from, what you do.
Now, Louisa, one of the reasons I feel that women might shy away a little bit from being thriller writers is because, you know, there's this idea that it's all sort of blood and gory, or it's violent and things like this. Now, in your books, The Genesis Floor and Thirst, which is the first of a trilogy, some violent things happen, but it's more to do with an awful lot of, you know, plotting and scheming and things happening, isn't it?
Well, you see, that's interesting. Yeah, look, thrillers, by their very nature, have to be very high stakes. And the people that are desperate enough to attempt to do the terrible things in thrillers will die to try and ensure that this happens. So inevitably, we're talking about life and death situations with high degrees of desperation. Now, you'll get thrillers anything from Matthew Riley, where you've got, you know, battalions, armies, you know, American Marines like Scarecrow, you know, and battles going on in various locations of the world. So yes, you've got a lot of killing in those sort of situations. But you've also got, at the other end of the spectrum, sort of, you know, the real psychological killer types, where you've got, you know, the detective against the psycho, trying to work out who he is, where he is, who his next victim is, and so on, at the same time with the central character being in terrible danger, probably being stalked by the killer, and so on. So, you know, inevitably, yes, one of the questions that generally a thriller author will be asking when they're preparing their story is, well, you know, how are my characters going to die, or are they going to die? You know, what new and interesting ways can I come up with that? And I have to say, my husband does worry a little bit about some of the things that I ask. And I'm sure when I'm using, you know, Google to research some of the things that I do, that I'm probably on some watch list somewhere. Look, I think it is a known fact around the world that most action thrillers tend to be written by men, and the psychological thrillers, particularly if the female is the victim, tend to be written by women. Now, I'm just saying what tends to be the trend, not whether I think there's any, you know, right or wrong in that sort of thing. I am drawn to action. I mean, I'm very keen on well-drawn, well-thought-out, complex, intriguing characters. So don't get me wrong. I think the characters are in everything. And when you talk about thrillers, it's the characters that you'll really remember. But I like fast pace. I love action. You know, I'm the kind of person that will go and discover how you do crevasse rescue, or how, you know, a bomb detonates. Don't worry, I actually wouldn't do it. And you know, I'm a very adventurous person, so I'll go off and try these things. And so I actually enjoy reading those kind of thrillers. So it was inevitable that I would want to try and write those kind of thrillers. But yeah, so I guess I'm fairly unusual in the fact that that I am a woman and write them.
Do you find that there's been resistance to your manuscripts from publishers because you're a woman initially? You had to sort of cross that barrier?
No, not from publishers. I think the only slight concern when I was first in a conversation with my publisher was whether, in fact, being a woman would put off any potential purchasers of thrillers. And one of the decisions that was made is that I would publish as L.A. Larkin, so it doesn't actually matter either way. It doesn't. It's not important. The importance is it a, what I call a rip snorter of a story? You know, will it hook you? Will it hold you all the way through to the end to a really rewarding and exciting climax? And if you as the author can do that, it doesn't matter whether you're a man or a woman. Not at all. But yeah, I think, I actually am really pleased that they advised me to do that, because I think, you know, L.A. Larkin is nice and short, it's punchy, and it has promise of Hollywood, which I'm always open to. So, you know, it's worked well for me. And hopefully, you know, it in terms of purchases, as I said, it doesn't matter.
Thanks for talking to us today, Louisa.
My pleasure.